We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. So we started talking about Yoav yesterday, and we didn't give the whole story with Yoav. So Yoav, there were three shailas that Yoav, or chatoim really, that Yoav did, that could have been Mechayev and Misa. Number one, Yoav killed Avner. He killed Avner. When did he kill Avner? Avner was the general for Shaul HaMelech, and then he appointed, when Shaul died, Ish-Boshes became the king. And when Ish-Boshes died, Avner wanted to make Shalom with David HaMelech, so he came to David HaMelech to make Shalom. And Lamaisa, Yoav killed him. Yoav killed Avner. And we'll see why he killed him. We'll see in a second. That's number one. Number two is, in a different Maisa, a Maisa with Amasa, Amasa, who was originally a general for Shaul, for maybe the general for Avshalom, maybe for a chance. I think he's general for Shaul HaMelech, Amasa was. And Yoav, b'shas the rebellion of Avshalom, Yoav killed Avshalom, and David HaMelech was very upset about it. So David HaMelech told Yoav he's not going to be the general anymore. He's not the general anymore. He wanted to make Amasa the general. And he told Amasa to go to war and bring some soldiers. And Lemaise, it took him a while to get back. And Lemaise landed up sending Yoav and Avishai, the two brothers, to war instead. And Lemaise, on the way, they met Amasa, and Yoav killed Amasa. And the third place where there was, and the first two were shailas of being a Ritzach, Yoav was a Ritzach. The third story is that he was Mayred B'Malchus. What was the story with Mayred B'Malchus? Is that at the end of David HaMelech's life, Adoniyo tried to become the next king. And Yoav went after Adoniyo, which was considered also Mayred B'Malchus. So those are the three stories that happened with Yoav. And because of those stories, David HaMelech told Shlomo that after David HaMelech dies, he told Shlomo, you're going to kill Yoav. And there's a whole story we had in yesterday's daf about him holding on to the Mizbech. He didn't want Shlomo to take him. So what was the story with Yoav? So Asa Yoav, so Shlomo HaMelech, they brought Yoav in from the Mizbech. Dine, they started being Danim, that is Chayev Misa, Omalei, Mait Haima Katalti L'Avner. Why did you kill Avner? I was a girl done by my brother Asol. Yoav's brother Asol was killed by Avner. So Yoav said that I killed Avner because he killed Asol, my brother. So they answer back, Asol Raidev Ava. Asol was a Raidev. And that was the reason why, because Asol was coming, they were fighting with each other, Asol and Avner were fighting. And Asol was a Raidev. He ran after. It says in the pasuk that Asol was very quick. He ran after Avner. So he was a Raidev. So that's why Avner killed Asol. How can be a girl Adam? Avner killed Asol Medin. Or Malay. He could have saved himself from Asol by hurting him in one of his Eivarim. Hurting him on his foot or something. And then that would have stopped him. Or Malay. Maybe he couldn't. He couldn't stop it. That's what the Shlomo HaMelech's Beis Din said. Maybe he couldn't do it. It was in no other way. The only way was to kill him. Asol was chasing after Avner. The only way for him to save himself from Asol was to kill him. Amalei, what do you mean? He could have hit him one of his legs. Hashda v'doyf v'chamishas kivin lei d'chsivei akeu Avner b'acharei achanas alachoymesh. You see, he hit him very, very directly and very accurately. He hit him by Yakeo Avner. Avner hit Asol in the fifth rib. The place where the mara, the gallbladder, and the liver is tluyim by. He hit him right exactly there. He could have hit him one of the mevarav. So lemaisa, that was the taina of Yoav, that I'm a goyel adam, because Avner did not have to kill Asol. He could have saved himself from Asol by hitting him one of the Evarim. And Lamais, instead, he killed him completely. So therefore, Yoav Tainan, I'm a goyel adam, that I'm taking revenge for my brother's death of Asol. Therefore, I killed Avner. And Lamais, he won with this Tainan. Amalei, so Shlomo HaMelech said, okay, Nezla Avner. Okay, you're right. that we can't kill you for Avner because you're tining that Avner was a Reitzeach. Asol was a Reitif. He could have saved him. He could have saved himself with one of the Evarim. I think Gemara's tining was maybe he couldn't. No, but you see that Avner killed Asol by hitting him on the fifth rib. You see, he had very good accuracy and it could have hurt him on one of his Evarim to stop him from killing him. Okay, so Nezal Avner, that's out. My time I could tell Amoso. So he says, why did you kill Amoso? Omalei. So Yoav said, Amoso married Malchus Ava. Amoso was a married Malchus. Like Siv says in the Pasuk, by Yoimra HaMelech la'Amoso, Hazikli es ish Yehuda Shleish Yom. Like we said, Dovra Melech appointed now, Yoav used to be the general, but Dovra Melech appointed Amoso, a general, to get an army. What was his army for? Because there was someone named Sheva ben Bichri who held a rebellion. And most of Klal Yisrael went after this rebellion. And David HaMelech had to squash the rebellion. So he told Amasa, go to get me, the Shevet Yehuda was still on David HaMelech's side. He says, go get me, I give you 3 days, go get me a bunch of soldiers from Yehuda. And it says in the Pasuk, and you, he told him 3 days. 3 days went by, and he did not come back with his soldiers. So what happened? So he's married to Malchus. So therefore, it says then the story that the daughter of Malchus sent Yoav and Avishai instead, and on the way they met Amasa and they killed Amasa. Yoav killed Amasa. So Yoav said that he's married to Malchus. Amalei, so Shlomo Melech said back, Amasa was not a married to Malchus. Amasa, Achim V'Rakim Darsh. He darshened Achim V'Rakim. What does that mean? Ashkinu D'Pasich L'Masechta. He went to go get soldiers. He found they were learning. Amar, so he darshed like this, Amasa. Amasa darshed like this. Amar, K'siv K'lo Yishash Yarmas Pichavol Yishmas V'Rakha L'Chal Shetzvenu Yamas. It says, by someone's married to Malchus, to anyone who's Yamra, this is Pasuk in Yeshua, K'lo Yish Asher Yarmas Pichavol Yishmas V'Rakha L'Chal Asher Shetzvenu Yamas Shaddai Rak Chazak V'Amatz. But it says in the Pasuk, Rak Chazak V'Amatz. So we'll see what he darshed at. So Yachathul, the very Torah, time of labor, is in the Pasuk, Rak Chazak V'Amatz. A Rak is Lashem Mit. So he darshened Rak. And Rak meant that certain times, Rak Chazak V'Amatz, certain times you don't have to go to war. When is that? When you're learning Torah. So the Shlomo Melech's Bezen tying back that Amasa was not a Mari de Malchus. You know why he didn't go get the soldiers? Because they were learning Torah. It's Mari de Malchus. No, there's a Miat, Rak Chazak V'Amatz, that you don't have to listen to the Melech, Amokim, and learning Torah. So the Gemara says, so here, we don't know what the story here is. Is Yoav chayev or not? So the Mara says, Elahu gavra married Malchus ava. Yoav, you are married Malchus. Tchsiv vashmua ba'ad Yoav. Ki Yoav nata achri Adoni Yoav achri avashalom le'nata. It says in the pasuk that Yoav went after Adoni Yoav. This is a pasuk in the beginning of Lachim. It says that Yoav went after Adoni Yoav. And so you see over here this idea that he's married to Malchus. And Tosfos speaks out that, because the Agamar would sound like that he was chayef for killing Amasa also, because the Gemara ends off that Amasa had a good cheshbon, that his cheshbon was that Achim Rakim, so you should be chayef misa for that. But look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, when Tosfos says, heknes chayef, you have made a katal Amasa, I can be chayef for that. Haboy Asra. You need Asra. You never get Asra. If you want to get Asra, how can you get Asra? How can here he didn't know. He thought it was Malchus. That's why they're shaking. So the answer is, "It's chayiv el moshum who gufo dav married Malchus." So comes out from Tosfos, and that's the pasuk in the Gemara is that there were three things that Yoav could have been chayiv misa for. The first two he got out of Avner. He said, "I'm killing Avner because of a goyel adam. I'm the goyel adam of Asol because Avner could have saved Asol with one of his evarim." And the second time, why do you kill Amasa? He says, "Amasa is married Malchus." And therefore, he had a reason to kill Amasa. And both those reasons are good reasons. The reason why Yoav was chayiv misa, because he married Malchus, because he went after Adoni Yoav. Now in the pasuk it says, that Achrei Avshalom lo nota. But Avshalom, Yoav did not go after Avshalom. He actually killed Avshalom at the end. The opposite, he was against Avshalom. But Achrei Avshalom lo nota. My loynata. What does it mean loynata? Amar Rav Yehuda shebikish litas loynata. He betzim wanted to go after Avshalom, but he didn't go after him. He went after Adoniyo, but not Avshalom. What was the difference? Why do you think Adoniyo was a better option than Avshalom? My time loynata. Amar Rav Loza dying lech luchis shal David kiyemes. In the days of Avshalom, David Melech was still strong and fresh, and therefore he wasn't going to take any chances and go after Avshalom. Mashenkin. By Adoniyo, David Malchus, at the end of his life, then he was ready to go after Adoniyo and go and be married to Malchus. Which means that his strong men that were still alive, which means David Malchus had a very strong army, special army, and he was scared of that army. David Malchus had in his army 400 teenagers. Kulam b'nei Yifas Taya Hayu, they're all children of Yifas Taya. Yifas Taya is someone that a soldier meets in the war, and they're allowed, even though they're a guy, they're allowed to marry them. And these were children of those Yifas Taya. Umegadlei Belurius Hayu, they had these big hair, and Hayu, a special haircut. Umehalkin, it says, Rashi says, Kemishtvei Oyev Dichovim, because Yerubala Amish looks scary. It's like a ponytail, some say, something like that. Umahakim Barosha, a guy says, and they go in front of the armies. Hayu Vahain Hain Bale Grave Mishal David. They were the strong men of David HaMelech's army. So Yoav was scared of that, and therefore he didn't start up with David HaMelech in the days of Avshalom, only in the days of Adoniyo, which was later on. You didn't have these 400 Yeladim anymore.
Adoniyo also tried to be king?
Yeah. Adoniyo tried to be king. This is at the end of the end of David HaMelech's life. Adoniyo gathered. We had it in the Sanhedrin earlier. He took 50 men running in front of him, and he made himself king. And they came.
Adoniyo was Shaul's son.
No, Chagis was not Shaul. No. Adoniyo was David HaMelech's son. He wanted to be king after David HaMelech instead of Shlomo.
And Avshalom was also
David HaMelech's son. Yeah. And Adoniyo wanted to be king next, instead of Shlomo HaMelech. And they went into David HaMelech, Basha went into David HaMelech, and said, well, you told me that Shlomo HaMelech has been king. And Taka that Kachava, they point to Shlomo HaMelech king in the lifetime of David HaMelech in order to show.
The king went after, and they each tried to be king at the same time,
Adoniyo? No, Avshalom was the years before Adoniyo. No, Adoniyo was at the end of David HaMelech's life. That's all Gemara is saying. Mm-hmm. That Yoav went after, did not go after Avshalom, went after Adoniyo. Avshalom was much earlier on. Avshalom actually made a rebellion and had a big. He threw David HaMelech out of Yerushalayim, actually. It was actually in practice. Adoniyo didn't want to throw out David HaMelech. He wanted to be the next king after David HaMelech dies. He wasn't trying to be a king in the David HaMelech's days. He was trying to be afterwards. But David HaMelech was about to die. So he got together a whole group, a whole government, in order that he's going to be the next king. And Lamaisa, they stopped it. So the Gemara Vayta. Well, plead the Rabbi Abba Bar Kana. That we said that there was the Bali Agrafim, these 400 Yeladim, and they were the Mamish, the Iker army, is arguing Rabbi Abba Bar Kana. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, El Mali David, Le Osu Yoav Mechama. Without David HaMelech's learning, Yoav Kanatu Mechama. Without Yoav taking care of the army, Le Osak David Batera. David couldn't learn Torah. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayhi David Oysa Mishwat Stalka Lechol Amoi. Now, what shaykhis does David oisem mishpat stalka l'chalama have to do yoyev ben tzuruya al atzava? Teret says, "Ma tam David oisem mishpat stalka? Why did David do mishpat stalka l'chalama? Because mashum the yoyev al atzava. Because yoyev was taking care of the army. Ma tam yoyev al atzava? So the David oisem mishpat stalka l'chalama. And why was yoyev al atzava? Why was he successful? Because David was doing mishpat stalka l'chalama. So we see from here." There wasn't that Balei Agrafim who were the main part of the army. It was Yoav ben Tzeruya who was the main part of the army. And that's what means a pliga. Now, we're saying he learned Torah, even though the Lashon is Staka Mishpat. So the Mashal explains, Ava Omad David Shaya Oisek with Torah, Ava Lomad Hadinim Aburion, Ubezeh Haya Oisek Mishpat Sadek Lechal Amoy, Loya Nichshal. The Mashal is bothered by, how does Oisek Mishpat Staka have to do with learning Torah? So he says, because he learned Torah well, therefore he didn't make any mistakes, and he did mishpat
the
tzedakah.
Why is this theory? Yoav was a general.
Right, that's what the Yad Ramah learns. Yeah, that's the only way he learns Gemara. That what pliga means, that it sounds like before, that the main part of the army was the 400 Yeladim. He was saying the main part of the army was Yoav, even though he was a general, he was the main part of the army, not the 400 Yeladim. Vayitze Yoav min David, vayishlach malachim Achrei Avner, Vayeshiv Oisa Bar Asir. Going back to the story when Yoav killed Avner. So he said that the story was that Avner wanted to make shalom with David HaMelech. He was ready to come to David HaMelech's side and help David HaMelech out. And Yoav, behind David HaMelech's back, it says, Vayetze Yoav Me'im David, Vayishlach Melochim Achrei Avner. I think Avner already met David. And Yoav left David and sent Melachim, sent messengers after Avner, Vayeshivu Oisim and Bar Asira. He returned him from Bar Asira. Now, what's this place? What's Bar Asira? My Bar Asira? Om Rabba Kahana. Bar Vesira Garm Uloyla Avner Shiharek. The reason why Avner was Chayiv Misa is because of two chatoim he did, Bar and Sira. They're referring to, they're a remez to two chatoim that Avner did. What are two chatoim? Both have to do with Shaul HaMelech when he was running after David HaMelech to kill him. So at one point, David HaMelech snuck in and took away his water bottle and his stick. And afterwards he came and showed Shaul HaMelech, look, I could have killed you, and I didn't kill you because I am your servant. And look, the raya is, I have here this water bottle and something else. So instead of Avner telling Shaul, look, how big tzaddik David HaMelech is, he didn't kill you. He didn't say that. He said, "Nech, it's nothing. Maybe one of the soldiers gave it to him. He didn't sneak in over here." So that was one time in Avner. Another time that Avner was that David, a different time, David HaMelech caught Shaul and he cut off. Shaul was running after David actually, but Shaul, he stuck up behind Shaul and cut off the knaf me'iloi, a corner of his beged of Shaul. And again, he was trying to show Shaul, "I could have killed you if I wanted, and I didn't." So Avner should have melamed zchus on David and say, "Look, how much he has rachmanas on you." And instead, he said he got caught by, maybe your knaf got caught by one of the thorns. That's where he got the corner from. Not that he cut it off. So bar refers to bar's water, first to the water bottle. And sira is lashon of a thorn. It refers to that Avner told Shaul HaMelech, maybe your beged, your piece of clothing got caught on the thorn. So because of those two stories, Avner was chayav misa. Was got this oynish that he was killed by Yoav. I wouldn't know if Yoav was right or not, but in any case, this was the oynish. It says in the pasuk, "Vayateu." Now, how did he kill Avner? So it says in the pasuk that Vayoshav Avner Chevron, because they sent messengers after Avner come back. And remember, David HaMelech at that time was not in Yerushalayim; he was in Chevron at that time. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayoshev Avner Chevron, vayatehu Yoav al toich hashar, ledaber itoi basheli, vayakehu shama choymesh, vayomas bedam asol ochiv." That's what the pasuk says. So what does it mean, "Vayatehu Yoav al toich hashar, ledaber itoi basheli"? Or Rav Yechonon Shadonu din Sanhedrin. Loshen toich hashar means like a Sanhedrin. He danned him a din Sanhedrin. Only my time. I told him my time. I got la asol. Why did you kill asol? So Avner answered back, "Asol roid of haya." We had this discussion before with Shlomo HaMelech. I saw right of him. He was a right of. So Yoav told Avner, "You should have saved one of his Avarov." So Avner answered back, "Lo yechile, I couldn't do that." So Yoav says back, "You hit him in the fifth rib. You couldn't get him one of the Avarov." So now the pasuk says, "Ladav itay b'shali." What does that mean? Omar Yehuda Marav al iske shal. On the he talked to him about a shoe. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, he tricked him to bend down. Because he asked him, we know, because Shal is loshon of Shal na'alech, take of his shoe. So here, Yoav asked Avner, how does a Yavama who does not have a hand take off the shoe from the Yavam? So the answer is, he does it with his teeth. So Avner bent down to show how she bites the shoe, she takes the shoe with her teeth. And when he bowed down, Yoav had him in a good spot and killed him. So it says in the pasuk, that's the pasuk that Mimram is to. Amar Rav Yehuda Raval Iskei Shal, Vayakehu Shal Malach Chaimesh, and he killed him right then and there by tricking him to bend down. Amar Rav Yehuda Raval Iskei Shal, Vayakehu Shal Malach Chaimesh, he killed him in the exact same place where Avner killed Asael, Yoav killed Avner. He killed him in the fifth rib, the place where the gallbladder and the liver is Talibot. So it says in the pasuk that when David HaMelech tells Shlomo HaMelech to kill Yoav. It says, "V'heishiv Hashem as domay al roish hashav pagav v'shtei anoshim tzaddikim v'toyvim menu." He says, Yoav killed two people who were bigger tzaddikim than him. He killed Avner, and he killed Amoso. But Yahargi and Becherev. So here, Va'avi Dovid lo yodas Avner ben Ner Saratsov Yisrov as Amoso ben Yeseh Saratsov Yehuda. So it says in the Pasuk that Hashem, this might be Shlomo HaMelech talking actually, and he's saying that Hashem should be Meshav is dumb. This is because of those two Chatam. He said this in the Pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech talking, not Dovid HaMelech. So it says, what's lost in that these two were tzaddikim and toivim menu? Toivim shall you darshim achim v'rakim v'lo yidarsh. Both of them would darshin achim v'rakim. We had Amasa darshin achim v'rakim, and Avner also had a story like that. Avner, when Shaul HaMelech told Avner to kill the kahanim of Noiv Ira Kahanim, he did not listen. He did not listen to kill. So you see, they sometimes with darshan achim v'rakim, they're more bigger tzaddikim than you, and you did not do that. V'hu begeres also, and it says inside, v'hu loy darash. V'hu loy darash. He didn't darshan achim v'rakim. Tzaddikim shein bepeh loy asu. They got a commandment bepeh, and they didn't listen because they felt that was a wrong thing. V'hu yoyav begeres also. The story with Uriah Hachiti. Yoav got Uriah Hachiti killed, even though he only got the message from David HaMelech with a letter, he still listened to it and killed Uriah, got Uriah Hachiti killed. So this means like this, tzaddikim v'toivim, they were tzaddikim v'toivim matter, because they darshan achim v'rakim, even when they got a command, bepeh, they didn't listen. Like one example is by Amasa, because they were learning Torah, and Avner, a story by Noiv Ira Kahanim. Masha Inkein, Yoav did listen and killed Uriah Hachiti, even though it was a letter. Ba'amosa loy nishmar b'cherev asher b'yad Yoav. It says by Amosa, when Yoav killed Amosa, he wasn't being careful at all. Amarav shloy choshtu. He's not choshtu at all, he's going to be killed, therefore he's caught off guard. It says in the Pasuk that after they killed Yoav, v'yikover b'beisoy, it says in the Pasuk there, that v'yikover b'beisoy, they killed him, b'beisoy, b'midbar, in the midbar. Now, what is the base of midbar? You have a house in a midbar. Amar Yehuda Rav, kim midbar. His house was like a midbar. It's a huge machas arich yahav. Ma midbar mufkal kol. Base of yahav mufkal kol. Dovach kim midbar. Ma midbar menuka mekezel v'arayis. Af base of yahav menuka was clean migezel v'arayis, which means he lived in a very halakha house yahav. That's what's called midbar. Either midbar was because he had machas arichim, or because menuka mekezel v'arayis. V'yoyav yichaya eshara ir. On Rav Yehuda, it says that Yoav was Mechayi the Shara Ir, he gave out a lot of tzedakah, he helped a lot of people out. On Rav Yehuda, filu munini v'tzachna saw ta'im parishlei. He even gave them special treats, small little fish, sardines. He gave them very good food. Not only did he give them like regular bread and butter, he gave them very special foods. That's how big Machnas Arich he was. For Chayim Misa, for killing Amasa Avner, Arim Machas, that's what Chayim Misa, it's not a steer. But he was a big person, a very chashuv person. Hadin aloch perek nigma adin b'li nedah.